For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Ourselves on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Just begin to pray in tongues in the Spirit. Katapra chiprede le mazonde, miando calabra kilesh tekipalo, orama katalianda, zibre ketorosh, ketalama mosea, mikotoro boshikere mianda, mambro de kiparaba, rapatele kezebre, candoro de shipra kaparamania, malestembre kepalama. Come on, lift up your voice. Machimbre, Kelabados, Zambra, Delebrosh, Kepalama, Ramadea, Mondorodo, Sipreketa Pro Kiparamanea, Meshondoro Koproti Karababadea, Bandele Mazebre, Bandele Mazebre, Bandele Mazebre, Bandele Mazebre, Malimbro Shipala, Bambronke, Kelabadaya, Malimazobre Ketaprandere Mashinterebaya. Mandorodia, Sabale Macoprea, Mali Maru Moro Cotikere Bashi Prandi Kinamara, Mikotoro Kipa Lima Rabba Dele Kipa Brondi Lema Dia, Mandere Biana. Come on, just one more minute, lift up your voice. Zimbre de Calaba Chapra, Candile Mabrode, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Balambro, Zimbre de Kelabrosh, Telabrosh, 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 yes, Lord, do it again. Telabrosh palamamos, zimbreka palababo, rapaya de brando cobrodia, e palomosipra, palimarodia, mandereba, mikandereba, rapachelibia, mandelebia, simbro de kepalababa. Pray for yourself tonight. Ask God to bless you through his word. Ask God to give you a great impartation. Ask him to minister to you. Ask him that your heart will not be offended in any way, but your heart will be open to his word. Just pray for yourself. Yes, Lord. Mali chaprende le zibroca paramanusi sembre che paliono nambrandilia. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for another night with you. For this few minutes, we ask that, Lord, you speak to us. Give us an impartation. Affect us. Let the word come to change us. Let your word, oh God, come to correct us. Let your word train us. And let your word equip us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated. So, types of sons. Prodigal son, we did. Number two, elder son. Elder son. You know, many years ago, I learned from Kenneth Hagin that, you know, whenever this story is read or whenever it's preached, it's always like the prodigal son, the younger bad one, you see. But the older one also has a whole story to himself. So let's look at what the elder son also. The elder son is also another type of a son. It's a prodigal son. There's also the elder son. It's better than the prodigal son, but it's not perfect, as we would see. So let's read scriptures. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15 and verse 25. Let's start from 25. Luke 15, 25. You have it? Okay. Luke 15 and verse 25. So it says, now his elder son, everybody say elder. His elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music. King James music. He heard music.
and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. Why are they dancing? And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father had killed the fatted calf, because he had received him safe and sound. You see, that's the heart of a good father. A good father always yearns for their children, their sons, and their daughters. It's only a bad father who, you know, wish that something bad happens to a son. You see, yeah. So let's read on. Is that the next verse? No, go back to 27. Did I read 27? With it? Okay. So 28. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. Look at what he said. And he answering said to his father, lo, this is many years. Do I serve thee? Neither transgress. You see, this is the elder son. Neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never givest me a kid. You know, this time, this one had, the bad boy rather had a fatted calf. And he's saying that even me that have been with you and always done the right thing, you've not even given me a kid, not even fatted calf, the baby of the fatted calf. You've not even given me any, isn't it? That I might make merry with my friends. Now, note the answer the father gave him. It's shocking, isn't it? But as soon as thy son, he didn't even call him my brother. This thy son. It's very some way. You can see that he's very bored. He was very bored with him. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. 31. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. You see, this for another day. But this verse underscores the importance of prayer. You know, sometimes we assume that because we are always in church and because we are around good things, you know, we come for meetings and we are in and out, so that sort of puts us on the automatic, you know, favor, expectations, like things should just fall. Oh, I go to church, this thing should not happen to me. I'm always in church. I'm paying my tithes. No. You see, you have to still get whatever is due you. So the father is like, you haven't made any effort. You don't even have to ask. It's just there for your taking. And that is how life with God is. As we walk with him faithfully, the Bible says that he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. The provision has been made. You see, provision is not necessarily equal to that you have it. You see? Yeah. You see? As Lady Pastor has left her, she's cooked. She's in the fridge. I mean, it's between me and myself. Me, I won't follow him and say, Gilbert, come and eat, come and eat. Me, I'm not like that. Yes, provision has been. You have to open the refrigerator, get your food, and warm it. And I do likewise. So as he's there in the house, I'm not going to ask, did you eat? Did you? Food is there. Oh, yeah. All that I have is thine. It's in the refrigerator. Just go get it. You see? Yeah. So it is important that we move and make moves that gives us what is due us. You see? Yeah. And prayer moves things. You see? Prayer is not always, Lord, give me. No. But sometimes prayer to remove the hand of the devourer. Prayer to make things shift and come the right direction. So this is a very good illustration of our rights in the Lord. All right? We need to activate it. Don't just be passive. You have to be active and aggressive. Okay, 32. No, we didn't read yet. 32. So it says, it was meet that
we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead. I think the father is trying to imitate the son. This thy son. I say, this thy brother is alive again and was lost and is found. 33. Actually, 32 was is all that we read, wanted. All right. So let's look at the characteristics of the elder son. The characteristics of the elder son. Number one, an elder son stays at home with the father. Yes. Elder son stay at home. The good characteristic of or characteristics of an elder son includes staying at home. Yeah. You don't move away. Yeah. Surprisingly, instead of moving away, elder sons are sent. You don't go, you are sent. I was sent to Philadelphia many years ago. I didn't even want to go. Truthfully, I didn't want to come. Because I was happy where I was, in New York, sitting under the feet of Apostle Joel, then Reverend Joel. Yeah, just feeding. I was happy being a shepherd. I said, go. So the good thing about when you behave or you have the trait of an elder son is that you are sent. You don't move. And you are sent to accomplish specific works or tasks. Yeah? But sometimes your father has to even push you and boot you out. Yeah. A while ago, I pushed, actually, reluctantly, because I also didn't want Pastor Kobe and Sister Shea to go, but reluctantly. And the only reason why, maybe two reasons, why I didn't want them to go. I wanted to keep more. But I've grown a little more now. And I'm not really moved when people are leaving. Yeah, maybe that trained me. And the second reason was because so many people were being moved at the same time. You see, and that sort of left me with nothing. But they've gone and they've come back. They've been sent back. Apostles said they should come back. So they are back. Do you see? So sons are sent. They don't leave. They don't get angry and leave. They don't get tantrums and leave. They are pushed out. Yeah. You know, I always say this, that everything that I have become in this church, I didn't look for it. In fact, I have not actively pursued anything. I'm always being sent out. In fact, sometimes I refuse, but even in the refusal, I have to go. I'm pushed to go. And you say, yeah, that's a son. In my biological father's house, I stayed in my father's house till I left Ghana. In fact, I flew from my father's house to JFK. Even though I was a fully qualified doctor in Ghana working, he had bought me a car, I drive to work, come back every day, I still lived with him. Even when Lady Pastor was my beloved. In fact, when I go and visit her, because she lived quite a distance, you know, and I would drive and go and come. Sometimes when I come back, in fact, most of the time, my father would still be waiting for me. And then you smile, say, how was your trip today? Dad, it was great. I was in a hurry. I was not in a hurry to leave my father's house. That's an elder son. You see? So let's develop that trait of not wanting to leave. Yes. Some people call it dadaba or daddy's. Daddy's boy. Ifwe, do you remember that one? Or you were not dadaba? Oh, you are not dadaba. Okay. There's a jabba.
Which one is a Ijaba? Yeah. Because the funny thing is that they say people who are Dadaba means daddy's son or daddy's child. You know, they are soft, they are not hard, they are gentle, they can be pushed around and all that. But whatever. You can call me any name. I'm a daddy's son. I like home. Yeah, I'm not in a hurry to go. Home is nice. You save. You don't sweat. Everything is provided. Yeah. When my son was going to college, you know, he had a few options. I said to him, Gilbert, stay in the house and use the home as your dormitory, okay? And just drive to campus. It's 20 minutes. I would take the school and go and come, you know, every day. He didn't, at first he wasn't, but now he's so glad. He's almost done with his pre-med, and he doesn't basically owe a dime. It's a long, you know, advantage. Do you see? So it is good to be daddy's son. Yeah. Stay home. Then your neighbor and say, stay home. Stay home. Yeah, I'm home, you know. I can get annoyed, but I'm home. I can get irritated, but I'm home. All right? Let's look at this scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. It says, for this cause. Wow, Brother Harry, I mean, you are really fast. I don't know where you got that speed from. Justin, what did you do in the back? Is the computer working faster? It's a new way. Okay. So 1 Corinthians 4:17 says, it says, for this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who will bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. All right? So here Paul is talking about Timothy, and he says, my son, and I'm sending him. So thank God it was not like Timothy, who left me, is coming to you. Do you see? But Timothy was sent. That's a trait of an elder son, okay? And you can see the same thing in Jesus Christ. The relationship between Jesus Christ and God, it's a good picture of how a father and a son should be. Galatians 4:4. Look at the Galatians 4:4. It says, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. God sent. So elder sons stay at home. Everybody say, elder sons stay at home. They don't leave until they are sent. Amen. Trait number two. An elder son never commits major sins. Yeah. You heard him complaining, right? He said, I've been with you all these years. Basically, I do everything you ask me. So there's no major sin in their lives, you see? Now, is this good? It's good. But it also has its downside. Yeah. Because when you also live and you haven't been bad, you know, let me tell you this. You know, sometimes when I'm talking, these days I don't talk like that because I've grown a little more. But when I'm talking like that, lady pastor always, you grew up in a home that you never did anything bad, you never did, and I at the point I agreed with her. Yeah, you should never look down on anyone. Don't look down on anyone because if you had that opportunity, you probably would have done worse. Yeah. Hey, I mean, even the way you sit down, we can tell. We can tell. that you can easily. So somebody who has done certain things, all right, it's sometimes just because of the situation that they were in, the environment. You were lucky. You were never in that environment. You see, and I think as pastors, are we listening? We have to learn that, you see, because when you're a pastor, especially when you're younger, you can be very judgmental. Yeah. Yeah. Many years ago, you know, when the church started many years ago, one of the pastors that was not the pastor, was just one of my church members, did something. And I was so angry. And I said, this guy, I'm done with the person. I'm not going to. I don't want this person. Yeah. And one of the senior pastors then said to me that you don't touch your generals. You don't touch main people, pillars in your church. Wow. Yeah. And today the person says, full pastor. Wow. Somewhere else. Do you get me? Can you imagine if I had thrown him away? We see. So as young pastors, we have to have a good heart towards, I think that's where I learned that from. If somebody's made a mistake, Charlie, look, we've also made mistakes. Huh? So being is good. Turn to your neighbor and say, good. Say, it's good to be an elder son. But don't be like a Pharisee. Luke chapter 18 and verse 10. Luke chapter 18 and verse 10. Two men. Everybody say two men. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Not Republican or a publican. I'm not doing politics here. Then look at the next verse. Verse 12. Or verse 11, yeah. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee. I don't know why sometimes even people change their voices. It's true. Yeah. Listen, I've realized that even like, I mean, when you're even dealing with demons, you don't have to change your, you don't have to, you don't, it's not the bass or the screaming or, no. Eh? Yeah, it's not the that will make the thing go away. No. Relax. It's not how many spit shots you have that makes the thing more powerful. Just yeah. You remember the story of Smith Wigglesworth that there was this girl possessed years ago when he was alive, and the parents wrote to him that he should pray for the girl, come home and pray for the girl. And Smith Wigglesworth never went. But then one day, he felt the Lord said, go. So he went. So when he got there, he wrote to the parents, I'm coming. So he went. The day he got there, one of the parents they just opened the door and it pointed up, that the girl is up. So he walked up there. And then when he walked up there, there were, I think he said, 5 or 6 grown men pinning a girl on, sitting on. Nobody could control him, the little girl. Fully possessed. So, you know, when the girl saw, or the demons in the girl saw Smith, we go to the door, just did this, and the men just flew. Couldn't handle it. Then walked straight to Smith, we go to her face in his face. You can't do anything to me. And then Smith Wigglesworth said, yes, I can. In the name of Jesus. Just like that. In the name of Jesus, come out. And then he turned. So the people were like surprised. What is this man doing? I mean, are you not going to have prayer? Are you not going to have 6 hours of prayer? No. So as he was even going, the girl now followed him down. You know? Still screaming. And then he turned again. I said, go. Come out. And he took his... He was always very sharply dressed, took his coat, walked towards the door. And behold, that was it. Wow. That was it. No screaming, no this. You don't have to be saying, no sweating. God, I thank thee. that I'm not like the other men are. Extortionists. Meanwhile, you don't pay your tithes. Extortionists. Unjust. Adulteress. Have you been in a meeting where bishop is asked sometimes we even ask the pastors, anybody who has lustfully looked at a woman, she raised. It does it a lot. And you see pastors are, hey, pastors. Hey, Charlie, don't come and say that you are not an adulterer. No, you, men of God, though. Oh, God. Yeah, a pastor was praying that prayer. It was for God that, yeah. I know him personally. He's no more in the church. I know him personally. Yeah. He forgot that he was leading a prayer. Even though I'm a pastor, I pray. And he's a prophet. Even though I pray a lot, you know. He's no more in the church, though. Yeah, he said, but when I, the buttocks. Yeah. Listen, that is why women need to be decently dressed. Do you understand? Yeah, you should be very decently dressed. I remember years ago I was preaching, you know. We're not in this church. We're one of our older churches, not homes. Maybe Ron. And, you know, I like walking, you know. And as I'm walking, you walk and then get some point. You say, no, I got to go back. And yeah, come into the pulpit. Yeah, because somebody that is very indecently dressed. You see, and I'm not preaching with notes. I come to now confuse my mind. So that all the notes will fly out of my mouth. I can't. No. Yeah. So you must dress decently. Do you understand? The brothers are not robots. Yeah, we got feelings. Yes. Yeah, it's maybe when you get older like me that the feelings or they start dwindling, you know. Like you. You just had a baby. What do you mean? Are you understanding? So don't say that. Don't ever think that you are perfect. In fact, there are some things that we are not even conscious of. Yeah. That is why the Bible says that when we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. There's a continuous washing. Yeah. Sometimes even the thoughts, you know, even the way you think about somebody, the hatred in your heart. Huh? The way you even think about the person, it's sin. See, that's why in scripture, you know, we're taught years ago that when you come before, and we saw you do that, yeah, when you acknowledge and then thanksgiving and all that, then the forgiveness, ask God, forgive me, because we are full of sins. Yeah. Are you understanding? Yeah. That is why Apostle Paul, as he grew older and as he got more matured, you know, at the end, rather, he said he's the chief of sinners. Yeah, he called himself chief of sinners. See, so this guy, I'm not like the other man, extortionist, unjust, adulterous, even as a publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Yeah, and look at the publican. And the publican, standing afar off, he even felt that he should not even come near. Yeah, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And look at 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Who is the other one?
the Pharisee. Yeah. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. So let's allow God to exalt us. Yeah. That is why me, I don't condemn anybody. Yeah, I don't condemn anybody. That is why it's so ridiculous to even think that I will stand here and preach about you. It's funny. The story may sound like yours, and there are many stories. Do you see? If it sounds like yours, it doesn't mean I'm preaching. Why would I preach about you? Why would I preach about you? Yeah. It's so far-fetched. Far-fetched. And not possible. Are you understanding? So the elder son commits no major sin. He doesn't commit any major sins. But the downside of it is that he can also be problematic. Amen. Let's stand to our feet and pray for ourselves this evening. Begin to pray. Begin to pray and ask God to help you to have the good traits of an elder son. At the same time, being cautious of the downsides of it. Begin to pray. Jesus, kala mamorianda, pele marodianda, shapale mamosikrede, lembro dilianda ramasopreya, palembrode, lemandoria. Come on, lift up your voice, everyone. Say to the Lord, Lord, help me. Let my heart be like the elder son. Let my heart be like the elder son. Let my heart be like the elder son. Yes, like the elder son. Jesus, mandele, rapoteke, shimbra. Staying at home, waiting to be sent. Waiting to be sent. When the temptation to leave comes, you will still be strong and stay and wait to be sent. In Jesus' name, Father, help us. Help us, Lord. Lambrondia, shiparaba, rapate ke pasorianda. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. Father, we ask tonight, Lord, that you would help us. Thank you for the traits of the elder son that you have reminded us of. May we be strong and stay long in our father's homes. May we not be quick to leave. And Lord, in due season, as appropriate, send us that we may go to where you want us to be. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say, Amen.